Instant Inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing. Our Instant Inspiration topic today is Self-Education is Our Fortune. Formal education gives us our set of tools to put self-education to work. Self-education is our fortune. Have you ever thought that? Self-education is your fortune? There are lots of people in this world who are self-educated. And there's nobody in the entire world who's been educated by somebody else. Some people think they've been educated by somebody else, and they object. They think they've been educated by somebody else, and they say, I don't like history, because they are being educated by somebody else. But self-education is where you fall in love with history. You fall in love with it. You read it. Now, tell me, one person that you know who is educated by school and so forth, who has learned how to win at gambling, who has learned how to win at blackjack and so on. Every one of them has their own self-educated idea about it. They go in there and they try it out and they practice and they fail and maybe they succeed now and then. When they succeed, oh boy, then they think they got a lead. But of course, it's just one of those things that comes on the flick of the wheel. But self-education is where you have, does anyone know the word? It begins with an M. You have self,
motivation.
Huh? Self-motivation. It's magic, it's true, but it's self-motivation. Self-education is self-motivation. What is your purpose in educating yourself? What is your purpose in informing yourself of whatever it is you want to learn? Now, say, for instance, Gregor called today, and he no longer has a job with the winery because they've shut down. And so he is free to look around for other things. And he has found many friends there who want to have their computers fixed. So he is fixing their computers, probably for free. But he's fixing their computers. And he goes to work fixing their computer, and he tries everything and it doesn't work. So then he says, okay, let's start from scratch. Let's reformat the disk and let's start everything from scratch. So they started everything from scratch and it worked absolutely perfectly. Then he put an old Coral in the program. I don't know what, maybe 8 or 9 or something like that. And it completely fouled up everything. Nothing worked. In fact, it got into all sorts of things because Coral has a tendency to crawl in lots of places. And everything fouled up. So he said to his friend, I'm sorry, but apparently the Coral is what has messed us up. So we'll reformat it again and start over again. Because we don't know where Coral has gone. We don't know where it has inveigled itself into the program and messed up the program. In fact, we didn't even know it would do that to the program. So Greg is learning by self-education on this. He's learning by being motivated to figure it out. He's learning by applying himself to it. And I said, now, Greg, you know, another thing that's very nice to you, whenever you deal with someone and they want to take their old programs, say, why? Your old programs are not upgraded to the high quality that your new program is with XP or Millennia or whatever it may be. And it may be backward compatible. But why not buy a new program to go with it? You don't need to take an old Word or an old Corel Draw or an old anything. Just buy the new one. And it'll save yourself a lot of money in having me do it again and again and again. Because it's just a few $100 to buy the program, and it costs you several $100 to have me do it too. And here you would have the whole new program all perfectly just the way you want it. And so the people are beginning to say, you know, you're right. But that's self-motivation. Now, he doesn't mind killing the other program. He doesn't mind washing out the other program. You understand? He doesn't mind reformatting it. That's no big deal. And then reprogramming, because he likes to talk, and it gives him lots of opportunity to talk while it's reprogramming. But he knows that he is uncertain of his results when he takes old programs and puts them in with new programs. So he recommends, at his, he's now starting to recommend, that they just start with a clean slate and upgrade the whole thing. And what the heck, they can upgrade with the new Corel, because they got the old. And they can upgrade with the new Office, because they got the old. And perhaps the Office even comes with the program they put in. But he's self-motivated. He's self-educated. He's coming around to figure it out. Now, is he really solving the problem? And the answer is yes, and the answer is no. He is solving the problem by giving them a working format on their computer. Their computer works perfect. Good? Mm-hmm. Now, what he's not doing, he's not figuring out why the other does not work. He's not figuring out why the Corel is causing it to crash. He's not figuring out why these things are happening. Now, does he want to figure out why these things are happening? Is he motivated to figure it out? Does he want to self-educate himself to understand why? And really, the answer is no. He does not want to become a hackneyed computer expert who knows how to handle everything and figure everything, but there's no benefit to it. There's no benefit to it. For $100 or $200, you can upgrade the program, and they'll send you the newest program, and you don't even have to have the old one on your machine. You have to have owned the old one. And poof, you got the new one popping right out there, brand spanking new. And that's the real learning. You see, formal education gives us our set of tools to put self-education to work. The formal education is somebody else has designed the upgrade. Somebody else has designed all of this stuff. Somebody else has invented the wheel. Now all we have to do is roll the wheel. We don't have to reinvent the wheel by figuring out why this happened and go into the diagnostic work in the computer. And what is the other term? There is the technical troubleshooting. You don't have to go into the troubleshooting, you know what I mean? You don't have to. What benefit is there to you? All Greg has to say, ladies and gentlemen, every computer I work on works fantastic when I'm done. Now, that he puts on all new programs, that he upgrades everything, that he is in charge of himself, that is his business. That's his business. You see, formal education gives us a set of tools to put our self-education to work. Now, what is Greg's self-education? His gift of gab, his talk, his yak, yak, yakin. He can make anybody fall in love with him. And he just, and he doesn't act superior. He doesn't act in any way that that you're stupid for making mistakes that you've made. He just makes everybody feel that the life is wonderful. So, you see, he's self-educated. He's self-educated in exactly what he wants to be, liking himself, being himself, and going for it. And then he uses other people's programs to make it work. Now, do you think that the banker needs to know how to count money? No. The banker has all sorts of little machines that count it. They couldn't begin to count all the money that passes through them in a day. Their machine counts it, registers it, checks it for $1, $5, $10, whatever it may be. And also, what does it check for? Schnell?
Money.
What does it check for? Counterfeit. It checks to see if there's any counterfeit bills. It reads it and says, oops, here's the counterfeit bill. Now, there are not many, but it checks that. Now, you got to look at it and take the light to it and take their... No. The machine reads it and tells them perfectly. It is designed within a gnat's eyebrow of knowing these things. And the machine counts the money. The machine assembles the money. The machine packages the money, blip, 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 for every 100 or every 1,000 or whatever it's designed to do. And it takes all the 5s, and it takes all the 10s, and it takes all the 20s, and it takes all the 50s, and all the 1s, and things like that. And then, you know what the machine also does? The machine decides which pieces of money that are coming through there are so old and so used that they should be phased out. And so they take this money that's so beat up and so soft and so, you know, it's just ready to be phased out. And they bundle that. And they put a perhaps a red label on it. And that means this is to be phased out. And so this you send to the banking whatever, and they send you back fresh money. Of course, probably you just tell them you're sending it and they send the fresh money back to you immediately. But really, most things are done in that way. But now, you see what I'm trying to tell you? Our difficulty in education is we think we have to learn 2 times 2, 2 times 2, 2 times 2. You must learn 2 times 2. But the reason you're learning it is not to know how much 2 times 2 is, but to know the principle of 2 times 2. You understand? You're learning the principle. And this is what you're learning. Self-education is learning the principle. Self-education is using the principle. See, the education, the formal education, it gives us the principle and shows us how to use it. Self-education just puts it into practice. Now, do you think that a person with self-education is going to waste time? No. They are the dreamers. They are the ones who have imagination. They are the ones who think, well, now we should have a checker for the currency that is no longer valid for the market, that it's worn out. And so what are we going to check for? We're going to check for its limpness. We're going to check for the color on it. Paul was telling me that one of his friends went to jail, and he went to jail for something or other. And when he went to jail, they checked over his house, and they found he had a printing press there, and he's printing up $20 bills. And what he did, he would take $1 bills and he would wash out the color. How he did all this stuff, I don't know. But he'd wash out the color with bleach, and then he'd print on it the $20, because the $20 is worth more than $1. And it's not so much that, you know, people check too carefully, but the one and the picture was all away. And of course, the dollar bill was a very valid piece of paper, because it was one that came out by the Treasury. And then he printed it up. And so he didn't do a lot of it, but they caught up with him on something else, you know. But see, this is what can happen. When you're too creative, you're too imaginative. Now, like Paul said, that guy was a genius. All he had to do was to think of applying this to other fields. If here's a statement of fact. Self-educated hackers, you know what a hacker is? That's someone who gets into other people's computers, gets into the bank's computer, gets into the school's computer, and changes grades and changes things and changes all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hackers, once they're caught, they're suspect forevermore. So what they do, they go to work for the major firms to help them discover hackers, because they know Hackersville. And they also set up their own companies in discovering hackers. And they're paid handsomely. They're paid millions of dollars to do this, because, you know, that's a big waste of money that the hackers have messed them up with. But you see, self-education didn't teach them how to do that. I don't mean it. School education didn't teach them how to do that. Self-education has taught them how to do that. School education merely gave them the information about these things, but self-education gave them the magic of their inner mind, of their inner thinking. This is a fascinating area to be thinking about. Self-education is our fortune. That's what we want to encourage. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to use it. Formal education gives us our set of rules to put self-education to work. This is a school, one-pointed, untouchability, unpossessed, non-judgmental, self-discipline, self-dedication, self-discipline, self-diligence, self-determination. See, those are the points that we're working on, leading to unconditional love. When you work on that harmoniously, shazam, the whole world is your oyster. Not because you're so smart, but because you're self-educated and self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-diligent, self-determined, you're one-pointed, you're untouchable, you're unpossessed, you're non-judgmental, because you realize that all life is a school. And you want to say?
Unpossessed.
Unpossessed. Oh, I didn't say it. Thank you.
I didn't say it.
Then that's good. I did say it. Okay. C'est la vie. I love you. And so it is.